Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This coverage of the 66th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada is supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts, the Four Bears Casino and Lodge in Newtown, North Dakota, and by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life. In the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and Women's Professional Rodeo Association, a dollar is a point towards the World Championships in the 7 standard events. Two considerations are in play: the year-long season to be in the top 15 in each event to qualify for the other consideration, the Wrangler NFR. Championships are won and lost considering the 10 rounds of competition with $12.5 million at stake in prize money in the City of Lights. NV1 Radio Network is pleased to share the results of round 4 of 10 and interviews with its winners, team ropers Mandan Hadatsa and Arikara, J.C. Yaquo of Mandaree, North Dakota, with Buddy Hawkins of Texas, and saddle bronc riding two-time world champion Ryder Wright of Utah. Bareback bronc riding saw Bradley Miller, a rookie at the NFR, win his second round representing Texas on a horse from Texas, Resistol's Secrets Out, a Pete Carr Rodeo Company. They were 88.5 points for the round win. Kenan Hayes of Colorado is first in the world standings. Rocker Steiner of Texas. Bradley Miller moves from 12th to 3rd in the world standings with 2 round wins in the bareback riding. Steer wrestling, Minnesota's J.D. Struxness was a quick 3.6-second time to win the round. Will Loomis of Mississippi is number 1 in the world with 6 rounds to go. Indian Country well represented in the team roping competition. Coleman Proctor was a 4-8 with his partner Logan Medlin in round 4. They were no money. Derek Begay, our Navajo cowboy, with Jonathan Torres from Florida, were a no time in round 4. Eric Rogers placed again. He was 5th with his partner Paul Lees from Missouri. They've been moved up to 9th from 15th in the world standings. A 4-way split in the team roping with a 4.1-second time, Californian Texan Cody Snow and Hunter Cook. Clint Summers and Jake Long of Florida and Kansas, Dustin Aguasqueza and Levi Lord of Florida and South Dakota, with Buddy Hawkins from Texas and J.C. Yaquo, Mandan Hadatsa, and Arikara Cowboy from Mandaree, North Dakota, all in the winner's circle, splitting 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in the team roping. Tie-down roping saw Riley Webb win another round, 7.5 seconds. He is number 1 in the fastest on 10 in the average and number 1 in the world standings, representing Texas. Saddle bronc riding, Ryder Wright set a 4th round record, beating his uncle in 2002 with a 90.5 point ride. Tickled Pink was the name of the horse of Championship Pro Rodeo from Oklahoma. This moves Wright to number 1 in the world standings. In the barrel racing, Cassie Mowry of Texas was a 13.43, the fastest time in the week, to finish 1st in the round. Haley Kinzel, winning 3 rounds, is 1st in the aggregate and 1st in the world standings with over 330,000. Bull riding, Josh Frost of Utah won it all on one chance for an 86.5 point ride, the bull from Sutton Rodeo Companies in South Dakota. Mandan Hadatsa, Arikara Cowboy, J.C. Yaquo of Mandaree, North Dakota, had this to say with his partner, Buddy Hawkins of Texas.
Yes, sir. It felt really good. Horse felt good. Steer was good. My partner did good. It was all I expected. This is a fun experience for me to get to come out here and compete with the best guys I've always watched when I was a kid. So it's been fun.
Buddy Hawkins, Texas, how about you? How's this feel for you, sir?
It's an honor to be here and have the opportunity to rope with these guys on this stage and then be supported by the millions of rodeo fans around the world.
We visited with two-time champ of the world, Ryder Wright of Utah, after a big win in the saddle bronc riding. Ryder Wright, round 4, how does it feel to be in the winner's circle once again?
Feels good to be back. It's been too long. Oh, it's huge. You know, this is what we work for all year, so there's really not a better feeling, especially to come out here in the eliminator round. You know, the eliminator pen of horses is, you know, it's a tough pen of horses to get by, and to be able to come out with a score like that, it just makes it that much more special.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hadatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.